Well, it's that time of year. Summer festival season is just about with us, and the Mariposa Folk Festival is getting ready for its 57th edition, which takes place the weekend of July the 7th, 8th, and 9th in beautiful Tudhope Park in Orillia on the shores of Lake Coochiching. To learn more about the festival, we caught up with Mike Hill, Artistic Director at Mariposa. It's great to be able to talk to you today, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, Jen. Good to talk to you again, as always.
And I was just reflecting, I think this is the fifth or sixth year that we've been able to do this. It's become a little bit of a routine to
It has.
check in with you and find out what's happening at Mariposa this year. You must feel quite happy when you get to this point. I mean, Mariposa's, just about a month away. Everything seems to be coming together reasonably well.
Yeah, I feel pretty confident with the way things have shaken down so far. But there's always like last minute little details to work out now, like the accommodation for the performers and just little nitpicking details, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the festival this year. Is there a specific theme that you were going for when you were thinking about who to invite to the festival?
Well, there were a couple of things that were going on. One thing I had to keep in mind this year was, being the 150th birthday for Canada, we wanted to kind of celebrate that. And part of the reason for that, to be brutally honest, is that we actually got some government funding to help us pay for some programming, and it's really been the governments, I should say, have been very generous. And so we have a whole little Canada 150 plus village, and we have a whole new stage, the 150 stage, and around it are going to be some like a kind of a we call it a community village. Different crafts people doing different things that are, Canada and historically related to Canada anyway. And I think that will be something interesting, and that's going to be just right inside the front gate. So that was one of the things that has come up and that we programmed for. A second thing that I wanted to do this year was to we have kind of a not all that young, but people in their 20s and 30s tend to spend a lot of time in our number two stage, which is the beer tent. So I thought, well, let's pick some acts that really will appeal to those people. So that's why I've got groups like Scenic Route to Alaska, Reuben in the Dark, Great Lakes Swimmers. I think all of those acts will really appeal to that younger I call it a younger demographic because they're a lot younger than me, my kids' age.
But certainly that's quite the challenge because I know when we go to festivals, I'm in the same age group as you. You see a lot of gray hairs at festivals, and it's wonderful to see so many people who, are getting out there and supporting the folk festival tradition. But there's always that worry that, if the young people are not coming to the festival, is it not going to reach a point where suddenly things might start to drop off again?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I couldn't agree with you more. We do want to, keep people coming, and as the gray-haired people kind of drop out, they need to be replaced. And so I think we do offer a lot for the younger crowd. And once we get them there, I think we have great recidivism. Lots of people come back year after year after they've experienced the festival the first time. So and part of what helps us out in that way is our really strong children's program, and we call it Folk Play. And I think young families see that, okay, yeah, there's music for the adults, but there's tons of stuff for the kids, musical, artistic, craft-wise, all those things. I think kind of are helping to keep the festival vibrant.
I know
I like
one.
to think that.
I know one of the things I love is the fact that you have Todd Crowley's musical petting zoo there every year, and it's hugely popular.
Oh, yeah, that's popular with every age group. I don't know of anyone who's ever not liked the musical petting zoo. And for people who don't know what that is, it's Todd Crowley. He comes from Erie, Pennsylvania, brings like a whole truckload of musical instruments. So many, many guitars. He brings auto harps, even things like clarinets and trumpets. He brings such a great variety of instruments, and you're welcome to try it out. Doesn't matter who you are, how old you are, and it is definitely a hit anywhere Todd goes. And he's just such a nice man, too. He'll help you to try to figure out an instrument, too.
So we've talked about Canada's 150th. We've talked about folk play and the musical petting zoo. People are wondering, when are we going to talk about the headliners? So who do you have coming to Mariposa this time that people need to check out?
Well, again, like with the headliners, I think we've kind of tried to cover all the bases there, too. For the hard and true folky fans, we've got people like Bruce Coburn on Sunday night. We've got the Bare Naked Ladies, who actually are coming back to Mariposa. They played back in the early 90s when they were just starting out, and they're our big Friday night act. But on just before them is someone who appeals to the high school kids, and that's Ruth B., who's she was a sensation on the internet and is really doing well and deservedly so. And then on Saturday night, it's a very nice mix. We have White Horse, which is Luke Doucette and his wife Melissa McClellan, and then Matt Anderson, who's a blues player extraordinaire. And then finishing off the night is going to be the New Pornographers, who are really popular with, with that 30-something demographic. They've been around for a while, but they're also very new to people. And they're kind of the folk rock type of act that people ask for a lot.
And you have some interesting programming as well. The Last Waltz, a musical celebration of the band, is on this year. And I was just checking out the video of that just a couple of days ago. But that, it's basically a tribute show based around the whole concept of the Last Waltz movie and album. Mm-hmm. They're doing pretty well, and I think it's great to be able to bring them out in the festivals as well.
Yes, and part of the appeal there, too, or I don't know if it's appeal, but part of the connection is that Lance Anderson, who's kind of the lead of that group, is an Aurelia guy, so there's like a local connection for us. But yes, I'm really looking forward to that too. They're going to finish off the evening. So Bruce Coburn, who is our actual headliner for Sunday, is actually going to be playing earlier in the evening because we've had people, from the Kitchener-Waterloo area and from Toronto area saying, "Oh, we can never stay for the main headliner because we have to head home on Sunday night." Well, now's your chance to see the headliner earlier on in the evening. And Bruce and his manager were both very, very conducive to that. They didn't mind coming on a little earlier.
No, that's great. I want to throw some names out to you that pop out on the list from my point of view. Jay Amar, I was so pleased to see that he's coming to Mariposa this year. He's someone who's produced some great music, great singer-songwriter. Fits that tradition, particularly when you get into the workshops where you have people, with great credentials as songwriters coming together to share their music.
Yes. Jay is he's a guy that I don't know if he's ever played Mariposa, and he's just a good, well-rounded kind of performer. When I asked him about what workshops he'd like to do, he was really versatile on all the different things he could do. So, I'm really pleased to have him coming.
And then Coco Love Alcon, she produced a wonderful album last year, Wonderland. I've been so pleased to see her, not just playing festivals, but also with, extensive tour dates. I'm so thrilled she's going to be at Mariposa this time around.
I am too. I saw Coco the first time at the East Coast Music Awards a few years ago, and she just blew me away. She was just so amazing. She's such a warm person to begin with, and you really get that on stage. She reminds me a bit of a little bit personality wise of Jan Arden. Like, she's funny, she's engaging, and she's going to be doing something really kind of special at the festival. She's going to. Well, I I can't say. It's going to be something that people will talk about afterwards, I believe.
One of the great things about festivals is exactly what you just said. It's this idea that something special is going to happen. You let people know that, Coco Love Alcon will do something very exciting during the festival. They're going to look for that. But I have to say, even though sometimes you miss things, it's actually kind of nice when you talk to people and they're so excited about something they saw that they didn't expect to happen. So we'll definitely look forward to that. Talking about engaging performers, Irish Mython is coming back this year.
Yes, Irish is a Oh, she's such a longtime favorite. And I guess when I say longtime, I'm maybe thinking like 6 or 7 years. She's another one. I think it was at the same East Coast Music Awards that I saw Coco. I saw Irish. And at one, you know, one song she had people laughing, and the next song she had people crying, and then she had them laughing again. She's going to be on main stage this year, which is great too. She's never done that, but she's bringing a band with her from PEI, and I tell you, there's something in the water down in PEI. The quality of the musicians down there is unbelievable.
And you also have the Bombadils on the program. Luke Fraser and Sarah Frank playing together. Wonderful when we saw them at the folk conference last year.
Yes. They've been on my radar for a couple of years, and what they did this year was they actually auditioned. We have something called Showcase, where three bands get chosen from about 100 who apply. Well, we picked 10 to come and audition in Orillia. The Bombadils came, and they were the unanimous choice of the judges to play the festival. So we contracted them, and there'll be a band to look forward to.
And who else came in through the Showcase?
Some buskers from Toronto called Captain Cowboy and the Moneymaker. They dress really outrageously. They really talk. They use a lot of humor, and they are going to be a really fun band. And they're going to actually be busking around the site as well at Tutup Park. They're going to, between performances on stages, they're actually going to also just sort of set up and play somewhere where it's acoustic and they won't interfere with anyone else. And the third group that came in through Showcase was a group called Mayfly's Landing. Just an extremely talented and well-trained group of musicians. You can tell that they have, I think they're Humber College graduates or York University graduates in their music programs, and just outstanding musicians.
Well, it promises to be another fabulous festival, and really there's almost too many artists to talk about. We are going to be playing music in a special hour of Mariposa programming coming up shortly on Folk Roots Radio. If you want to learn more information about the artists, and you can check out the Mariposa website at mariposafolk.com. Now, while I've got you here, Mike, I do want to talk about the book that you wrote this past winter that I've had a chance to check out, and gives a lot of information about the history of Mariposa. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, last year I wrote the, it's called the Mariposa Folk Festival, A History, and it takes people right back to the beginnings in 1961 and brings it right up to 2016. And I sort of tell all the ups and downs and the ins and outs and how the festival has moved around the province, you know, from Orillia, how it got kicked out of Orillia in 1963 to move on to Innes Lake and then Toronto and Barrie and different places like Bracebridge and Cobourg. It has really been around, and I think, you know, being a national institution, it's more than just a folk festival. It's an institution, and I think the story needed to be told. I think people need to be aware of it, and its contributions in promoting careers of people like, well, Joni Mitchell and you know, right up to Serena Ryder and people like that.
And how do people pick up a copy of the book?
It's available from Dundurn Press. You can go to Dundurn's website through Amazon. In Orillia, it will be available at the festival.
No, that's great. The festival is about more than just music. So tell us some of the other things that people can check out when they come to Mariposa.
That's right. I always need to tell people that. It's like coming to I liken it to a fall fair. There's a fantastic food area, all different varieties of food, whether you like Thai or Indian or Jamaican patties or good old burgers and fries. So you got a great food area. We have an amazing beer tent, which is probably our number two state musical stage that runs from 11 until midnight. And then we have artisans. I think there were over 50 artisans this year showing off different crafts and you know, everything from beadwork to tie-dye and guitar makers, luthiers. And we have the folk play, of course, the children's area. There's an actual stage there for some musical performances, but also other things for the kids to do, face painting and wreath making and that sort of thing. There's going to be a fashion show sort of parading through the park this year. We have an art competition. Artists are being juried, and they're going to be setting up and painting the festival, painting things going on at the festival during the weekend, and then it'll be judged on the Sunday afternoon. There's something for everyone. I always say that, even if you weren't necessarily a quote-unquote folk music fan.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be an absolutely fabulous weekend. Remember that website, MariposaFolk.com. You can follow the links from there to pick up your tickets. And Mike, as always, it's a great pleasure to talk to you. We only have one thing left to do, and that's to decide the music we're going to play. I thought we should play music from someone that's maybe people are just getting to know. So who do you think we should pick up?
I would suggest that Ruth B. would be a good choice. The high school kids will know her, but I'm not sure about some of our older audience. But whenever they hear her, they'll love her, I'm sure.
Certainly, that's a great choice. This is Ruth B. from the album Safe Haven that's just coming out this year. And this is Lost Boy. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall. And thanks again, Mike.
Oh, thanks, Jan.
There was a time when I was alone. Nowhere to go and no place to call home. My only friend was the man in the moon, and even sometimes he would go away too. Then one night as I closed my eyes, I saw a shadow flying high. He came to me with the sweetest smile, told me he wanted to talk for a while. He said, Peter Pan, that's what they call me. Promise that you'll never be lonely. And ever since that day, I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods, always on the run from Captain Hook. Run, run, lost boy, they say to me, away from all of reality. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. He sprinkled me in pixie dust and told me to believe in him and believe in me. Together we will fly away in a cloud of green to your beautiful destiny. As we soared above the town that never loved me, I realized I finally had a family. Soon enough we reached Neverland. Peacefully my feet hit the sand, and ever since that day, I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods, always on the run from Captain Hook. Run, run, lost boy, they say to me, away from all of reality. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, Wendy, darling, even Captain Hook, you are my perfect storybook. Neverland, I love you so, you are now my home sweet home forever, a lost boy at last. Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, Wendy, darling, even Captain Hook, you are my perfect storybook. Neverland, I love you so, you are now my home sweet home forever, a lost boy at last. And for always I will say, I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods, always on the run from Captain Hook. Run, run, lost boy, they say to me, away from all of reality. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free.